You may remember that last week we reported that Thorns, the DIY store in the heart of Norwich, was named the UK's Retailer of the Year. Many Evening News readers wrote in with their congratulations. Peter McKernan wrote, "Great news for such an excellent shop. Well deserved." Tutti Frutti McWilliams thinks the award is well deserved. So many businesses enter, including the big national chains like Wickes and Homebase, so it's always a great achievement just to make the shortlist. Way too modest. Homebase and Wickes and B&Q are not in the same league as Thorns. Customer service is top, with staff who are from the traditional ironmongers model who really know every product in the shop. Well done. Much deserved. Martin Kentish agrees and notes that the prices are good. Congratulations, Thorns. A well-deserved award, a wonderful place, great staff, everything you ever need, and a good price, too. Plato X added that Thorns always know what you mean by a thingamibob for a what's-it. Yes, congratulations. The last proper ironmongers left in Norwich. The staff are always helpful, and if you need a thingamibob for a what's-it, they seem to know what you're talking about. Working Class Hero added that Thorns were really impressive when they started delivering during lockdown. Excellent news and well deserved. They adapted to lockdown and didn't rip people off when they started delivering. I think it's great you can get virtually anything in the store. And Bald Man just loves Thorns. Brilliant news. I love this shop. I love the way you have to seek stuff out. The fact that you can buy one picture hook instead of a pre-packed bag of 10. I love the seemingly disorganised way everything is displayed, but it's not disorganised at all, in fact. It has that cluttered feel which goes against the sterile environment of the big DIY chains. It's a marmite of a shop. Unusually for Evening News contributors, there was not one voice of dissent.
Last week we heard about a controversial comment made by Norwich City Councillor Sally Button. Steve Mackinder of Sandy Lane in Denver wrote a letter in her defence. The complaint by the Green councillors regarding supposedly racist comment sent by Councillor Sally Button just shows the depths to which our woke need to seek offence has reached. Her five-year-old message invoked the image of a gollywog doll and was clearly meant without any racist intent. It is plain to me that this contrived charge has not been motivated by an overwhelming sense of outrage, but rather a cheap and cynical political attempt to score points. Hadn't Button referenced a blonde Barbie doll, would we have seen the Greens shrieking about female exploitation and body tyranny? Had Miss Button used imagery of a pasty white action man in his combats, would we have had them complaining of her white supremacist militarist leanings? Whatever you do in future, Sally Button, please don't ever invoke our Norfolk hero, Lord Nelson, because someone somewhere will try and make political capital out of some overwrought perceived support for slavery. Let's see the Greens start fighting for real causes and stop wasting everyone's time with this spurious and cynically motivated political claptrap.